listening to my music. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California, with Bible Stories. Listening to my music. All of us have music playing in our hearts, in our souls, in our being, all of the time. And this music is quite wonderful. But did you ever think about the children living in Bible times? The children living 2,000 years ago, where they had primitive instruments that we call primitive today, the lute, the harp, and other things that they played. And most people didn't have them. Only a few had them, and only a few knew how to play. The shepherd boys oftentimes had the time to learn how to play an instrument because they sat out there taking care of the sheep and had nothing else to do. So they meditated on doing that, and then they created a musical instrument, and then they played it, and they... What did they do? Did they go to school or to college and learn about music? Did they learn musicology? Did they learn how to write music? Did they learn how to write songs? No. They sang from their heart. They sang from their very innermost being. And as they sang from their very innermost being, they came up with some of the most glorious music that the world would ever know. And lo and behold, here we are 2,000 years later, and we merely have the words of what they said, but we don't have the music. But we do have the music. Because as we read the words, and we hear the words, our heart sings the words. And we virtually have the same music that the shepherd boys had as they were creating the music out watching their flocks. In Bible times, there were many things that people did. And they didn't have many schools. They had trade schools for the boys, and the girls learned at home of how to be a housewife and how to be a mother. But when they were in their alone time, and they had lots of alone time, they would sit quietly and they would listen to the music within themselves. And they would hum their tunes, and they would sing their tunes, and they would whistle their tunes, and they would play it on their instrument if they had one. But all this music, the music of the people in Bible times, was music from their divine self, music from their heart. We listen to great oratorios and great music from Bach and Beethoven and all the other great composers who have come down through the ages. And as we listen to them, we hear their music and we soar in ecstasy as our heart just unites with the magic of the music. Well, that same music is universal. That same music was as much present in the time of the Bible story people as it was in later years. And that music was always there to be heard. And children heard it perhaps first before the adults heard it, because children were always listening while they were at play. And they would hear the music of the wind as it blew through the trees and rattled the leaves. They would hear the little creatures as they walk along the ground, because they had exquisite hearing. And they did not destroy their eardrums by loud and raucous music and loud and raucous sounds. And they were able to hear a cricket walking. They could hear a cricket talking. They could hear a butterfly as it stopped by a flower and stood there for a while. They could hear a bird singing its song to another bird, and they knew all the songs of the birds because that was part of their game. That was part of listening to the music. And this is one of the ways that the divine within us reveals itself to us, is through the music that flows in and through our own being. When we train ourselves to listen to the music that flows within our being, we're doing something that little children have done eternally. For little children listen to sounds that we don't hear. They listen to voices that we don't hear. They listen to people that we don't hear and even see. And they know all these things because they are one with them. And this is why the Master Jesus said, we must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. And what happens when you enter the kingdom of heaven? When you enter the kingdom of heaven, you hear the music of the spheres absolutely clearly. You hear the instrumentation and the orchestration of that music more glorious than any outer physical source could reveal it to you. But how do you reveal that to the world? You don't. You reveal it to yourself. Because you are number one. And you listen to that music within, and you are in magic time. You listen to that music from your soul, from your being, from your heart, that your brain is revealing to you, and you are in heaven. To enter the kingdom of heaven, we must become as little children who listen quietly and lovingly to the voices, to the magic within them, to all of the things that go on in their world, and it's a wonderful thing. Listening to this music is something that takes a little training, because what we do, we take our iPhones and our iPods and we take our walkie-talk, Walkman and so forth, and we listen to music and we listen to the radio and we listen to even television on our iPhones, and we do all these crazy, marvelous things, and then we wonder why we don't hear the music within ourselves. Well, when we can take a meditative walk and listen as little children listen to the voice within, to the magic within, then beautiful things happen. All too soon we stuff earphones in our ears and listen to somebody else's music, somebody else's version of what is magical. But we have within us, the most magical musical stations ever known to humanity. It's been here forever, long before Bible stories, from the beginning of time. The earth sings its song. The heavens sing their song. The angels sing their song. People in Bible times say that angels sang beautiful choruses from the skies. That was from their heart. That was from their inner being. They were the angel. They were the number one to hear it. Not everyone heard the angel's chorus. Not everyone hears the beautiful thing that you hear. Because you tune to your own divine inner self. And as you tune to your own divine inner self, then like the people of Bible times, you too have listened. When I was a young man, I had a crystal set. And this was a little piece of crystal and a little cat's whisker and a pair of headphones. And it had no electricity nor anything else. And I could tune my headphones into my piece of crystal and the cat's whisker. And I would take the cat's whisker, that's a little piece of wire, and I would move it around on the crystal. And I would find different radio stations to listen to. Coming out of that rock, you say, how magical. No antenna, no nothing, just the piece of crystal and the cat's whisker and the headphone. And I heard things that were truly majestic. And it was something beyond what my parents were listening to on the radio, something beyond what my sisters were listening to on their little radio. It was something very special just for me, and yet it was very real and very positive. That music is out of the spheres. Well, now, the technology existed in the time of the Bible for people to have earphones, for people to have a cat's whisker, for people to have a crystal, and for people to tune in on the universe. scientists are trying to tune into the universe today and saying there is life out there on other planets. And they're listening with their special listening devices. Well, if the scientists would listen to the rocks and listen to the crystals and listen to the stones and listen to the substances of the earth, they would hear a story far more glorious than any from any faraway place. For this is how the children in Bible times listened. They would take a stone or a crystal and hold it in their hand, fold their hand around it like a set of earphones, and they would sit back and listen to what the story is of the stone. They would listen to how the stone would tell them the magic that it knew of all of its lifetime. And their hands would act like earphones and bringing it up into their ears. But they had to have a little imagination. They had to have a little creativity. And as they did this, the knowledge of the infinite was revealed to them in this very special way. We here at the University of Healing, in one of our courses, we teach you how to listen to a stone and listen to what the stone says to you, and then what do you say to the stone? It's a very charming area of one of our courses and very delightful. And some of the responses we get are magical indeed. We live in a very special and a very wonderful life, a very wonderful world. And true, this is not necessarily a Bible story, but this is what the Master Jesus taught everyone to do. Listen to the music within. Listen to the divine within. Go to your Father who seeth in secret, and your Father who seeth in secret will reward thee openly. Go and follow the Master Teacher. Just as our great philosophers tell us, man, know thyself. So all teachings say, be true to yourself, and you cannot be false to anyone. You are number one. Listen to yourself and watch the magic be revealed to you in ways that you never dreamed possible. And it's very exciting. Have a lovely day, and know that I am with you always. I love you. I love you. I love you.